It was a firestorm of outrage that swept through the film community on Wednesday after a House Finance Committee rejected a budget amendment put forth by Representative Ted Davis. The amendment would have inserted a film incentive package into the House budget proposal. Since then, says Representative Susie Hamilton, she's been inundated with calls from constituents.
There's no question that there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people across the state of North Carolina that are scared for their jobs. They are afraid that they're not going to be able to pay their mortgage. They're afraid that they're going to have to leave the state in order to work in their profession. They're afraid they can't feed their families. And based on yesterday's results, they have every right to be afraid.
When Hamilton called the surprise rejection of the amendment a double cross and betrayal of the film community, House Speaker Tom Tillis shot back, telling a Star News reporter that Hamilton's remarks were born out of emotion. Representative Susie Hamilton.
I'm not going to lower myself to that level and respond to that. It's not something that he would say about a male legislator in similar circumstances, I feel confident.
Bill Vassar, Executive Vice President of EUE Screen Gems, also expressed shock at the Finance Committee's rejection of the Davis Amendment. Vassar fired off a strongly worded statement ending with, "It's clear we are not welcome to invest our company's money, time, and talent here any longer." Hamilton says it's likely someone will put forth a budget amendment on the House floor addressing film incentives before the final version of the budget is passed.